Cruz, stay with Tina Cruz.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate time with Tina Goodrich, Mason Dixon, and Tina Goodrich here in the studio. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning, Rob. And how are you?
I'm doing well. We've had so many guests and so much stuff we haven't even get to talk about. A few of the things I wanted to talk about. I just want to quickly say it is Harbor Fest weekend.
Oh, I thought it was Blueberry Fest.
No, Blueberry's in August.
I thought it was Father's Day weekend.
It is Father's Day. Isn't it? It's not Harbor Fest weekend?
Yeah. Every Father's Day weekend.
Have you ever done that dragon boat thing?
No, I didn't. I remember they actually asked me just before COVID, because the next year they didn't do any of this, or that year do any stuff, that I was going to come in and do the announcing for it or something like that. But then they didn't have it because COVID hit.
Now they got a new announcer.
Now they didn't call me back. So,
Laura was down there, the head of Harbor Fest, for years.
And she booked all the talent and everything.
Yep. I wonder who the lineup is. Do you guys know?
I have no idea.
Well, there was something last night.
Too busy to care. Really, yeah, kind of.
But they last night there was this disco band that played Shagadelics.
Where at?
At the Harbor Fest. You
last
weren't
night?
There?
No.
Yeah, Friday night.
No, I'm busy. I'm putting together a documentary.
Shagadelics.
Yeah, they was good.
Were they?
Yeah.
That wasn't part of the original Shag.
You know you're talking dirty to me on my show,
no,
huh?
I was thinking we had a local band called the Shag.
Knee Deep Shag was around.
Knee Deep
which
Shag.
Was, that
That's
was Troy
it.
Stansberry's band
right.
back in the
That's
90s.
That's not a spinoff, is it?
I doubt it.
I don't know
people.
Because I think they're still around.
Okay.
Well, Troy doesn't play with them, but Knee Deep Shag does still play around. Yeah,
I happened
for sure.
to see them come up across something, and I thought, they're still going.
Yeah, so will you be handing out business cards at Harbor Fest later this afternoon, Miss Tina?
I don't think I'll be handing out any cards. I might take a walk down. You know, the weather's going to be great, and of course, I live in town, so it's easy access to walk down there and enjoy the music and that beautiful pier.
Well, of course, we do want to say to all those that are coming into town that are here, have a great weekend and be safe. Respect our little town, especially the big drinkers.
You lecturing them now?
I sure am. You know, after four years, I have never lectured. Now it's time to say, you be good in our town.
Take care of our town.
Yeah, take care of our town because we try real hard to take care of you when you're here.
Yep. And you have no worries about Rob coming to your town because he ain't leaving.
Yeah, because I can't afford the gas anymore to leave town. I don't know who could actually, but Tina drives a big old truck. I mean, that's got to hurt.
It is what it is. I just fill up the tank and, go about my business.
Cry a little and head on out.
When you're one of the top realtors in town, you don't have to worry about little things as gas prices.
Well, gas is part of the game. You know, that's part of my work. I've got to have, my vehicle to get from house to house.
Right.
So, or from showing to showing.
You don't need a monster truck. You could have a little fuel.
She's got a big truck. I mean, I think you could put Tina, have her stand on top of her own head, and she still doesn't reach the top of that
really
truck.
Safe in that truck, but it holds my signs really well. Most vehicles I've had in the past, like the Jeep I had before, didn't hold my signs. You got to have a vehicle
because you keep them in
the
cab,
signs.
Right? You keep them inside
the
truck.
Well, they're kept at the office until you need them, but then you got to put them either in the back of your vehicle or in the back trunk. So
how about this for a segue? Sometimes when you get that commercial real estate, you need the great big signs, so you need a big box on the back of your truck.
Which leads us to our subject of this half hour is when it's the right time to list or sell your commercial real estate.
Right. I thought that was a good topic to talk about again with the commercial. As you guys know, last week we did a live shot at a listing that
is it under contract yet?
It did go under contract.
Oh, we'll talk about that in a little while.
It sure did.
All right. Well, so when is the right time to unload your commercial property?
Yeah, I thought, commercial property. I'm working again with a pocket listing, a commercial that was not on the market. I had an investor that is always, looking at commercial and had me approach the seller. And just so happened, it was a perfect timing. He was ready to sell his business and was interested in looking at an offer. So from that point on, I put him under contract right away. Told him that I had a buyer, and if he listed with me, I would bring the buyer to the table.
Okay.
So that deal is working, is in the works right now. But I thought, you know, it's a good question is when is a good time?
Got to be a million reasons for that, right? I mean, sometimes it's just you're old and ready to move on, or the market, interest rates.
Yeah, it has a lot to do with on commercial listings. You're hesitant about actually putting your property out there on the market, because it could show weakness. It could show maybe your business is in trouble.
Sure, okay.
Or,
it's
you
like
know.
Showing your poker hand.
Yeah, it's like showing your poker hand. Exactly.
Why are you selling
Mason?
All your stuff? What's
Why
going on?
Why are you
on?
Selling? Mm-hmm. So, you know.
In a little town like South Haven,
especially
rumors will ramp it
oh
quick.
Oh my gosh, you're not kidding. Especially there, you know. So, commercial businesses,
you
know, feel a little bit hesitant, you know, about listing their property. And
right.
You think, when is a good time for me to actually list my property? Or do I just remain a pocket listing? Which, you know, that is a, you know, that's an option for you to go as a pocket listing with maybe a seasoned realtor, somebody who has experience in the commercial market and who may be dealing with commercial buyers.
Right.
And you want a seasoned agent or somebody who's dealing in that commercial world to list your property, or even just do the pocket listing. Again, you know, commercial properties don't always go on the market because they're hesitant about showing
so
their poker hand.
If you do go the pocket listing way, I mean, really, if I'm going to say, Tina, I've got a commercial property to sell, I'm going to make it a pocket listing, I'm really trusting that you're going to go out and talk to anybody you know looking
right.
for it, that you're going to beat down the doors.
Right. I have to convince my seller that I am going to be able to sell the commercial property. You might have some legalities, you know, when you're dealing with commercial. You have inventory that isn't part of the property, and you want those separated. Or maybe you have a value in your LLC in your name of your business. You may not just want to hand that over to the buyer. You
right.
know, you find some wealth in that. So there are some, you know, different options in the commercial game that you've got to be prepared for. And you also have to have your attorneys. You know, you got to be able to direct your seller to an attorney or to work with their accountant. These are all personal numbers, private. You know, again, these are things that you only share with your seller. And when you go under contract, you make that oath with
okay.
your seller.
Sure. All right. Well, so if anybody's out there looking to sell their commercial real estate and they know that it is time, Tina, what's your contact information if they want to call
course.
You?
You can always give me a call if you got some questions and you're thinking about selling on that commercial side, 269-759-1076. You can shoot me a text and we can set up a meeting at one of the local coffee shops or outside of
mm-hmm.
town, even, you know, if you want some privacy. A lot of times I meet you right at the business, you know, and we go into the back room, talk about the business, talk about who possibly could be their buyer for them.
Right.
And then, you know, a pocket listing we share with our team sometimes, you know, our team members get in on that.
Yeah.
So they may also have somebody.
Typically when I ask for that contact info, it's time to go to a break. But we're going to do that when we come back on Robert's Moondog Show on Let's Talk Real Estate. We're going to talk more commercial real estate with Tina Goodrich.
If you have branches hanging over your roof or weakened rotting trees near your home, then call UFC Tree Care. At UFC Tree Care, we specialize in preventing the devastating damage that can be caused to your home or property, because the chances of that happening are greatly increased with winter weather. If you don't already have a tree service, call us for a free quote. Go to UFCTreeCare.com for contact information. We also offer residential and commercial snow plowing. And most important, don't forget to tell us that Moondog sent you.
It is true. You can get quality social media marketing, radio time, and video production in one place. Moondog Productions specializes in all three. Now is the time to increase your presence and keep yourself in the public eye. Through Rob Bird's Moondog Show, Moondog Productions offers radio advertising, social media marketing, and video production that will get you noticed. Call Moondog Productions at 269-872-3049 to find out how we can design a program that will fit your budget.
Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich and Mason Dixon here in the studio, along with Tina Goodrich for sure. And I think we covered the time, and maybe we'll talk a little bit about selling your commercial real estate when the right time is again. But I want to know about the pickle liquor. The unique pickle liquor.
Yeah, the unique pickle liquor. We were out there last week. We did a live segment out there with
a remote recorded. Yes, we can't say that we were live on the show because we're not live.
Yes, it was a pre-recorded. Pre-record.
Yeah.
But I was on site for it. Which was pretty exciting.
For maximum listener access.
We were talking about unique pickle liquor. You know, we had some buyers that were really interested in, and I gave a couple shout-outs here on Let's Talk Real Estate about how we could get this business sold. And there was this great option there of pulling out that liquor license. And just so be it, the liquor license came out, the buyers came in, they liked the store, they liked, you know, a lot of things about it, and just so happened, we had a buyer for the liquor license on the standby. Mm-hmm. So
it was really that $100,000, which was the big sticking point.
Yeah. Once we broke it up and offered it to two different buyers, they both took it because one wanted the liquor license and the other one didn't want it, but they wanted the store.
Now, do you get a commission on the liquor license too?
Oh, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I had that. That's pretty cool. So I had the whole thing under for listings. So the party store included the liquor license, the beer and wine, and everything that was there, including the two-bedroom apartment off the back. So that was listed for $249,000. So we put a value on the liquor license, like we told you, $100,000. So we pulled that out. That left $150,000 for the store in the two-bedroom house, and you just couldn't beat that.
No. Now, who ended up with the inventory?
Well, the inventory has to be diminished. So when you are doing...
There's a big old drinking party happening.
Can we do that with a party?
Well, you can't put liquor on sale. You can mark
down... You can give it away, right?
You can mark things down as far as the wine, I think, and the beer you can mark down. And there's a little play in the liquor, but...
Well, it's still state-regulated. You have to sell it for the state prices, right?
There is a little bit of leeway there. But after the business closes, then what liquor's left, the liquor board comes back in and takes it back.
Well, why don't we just go drink it?
Yeah, they buy it back. It's a law. It is. It's a law.
But which party got it? The liquor license owners or the building owners?
I believe that the building owner will give it back to the liquor board to sell it back, and then the new owner of the liquor license will start new with his own deal. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and sometimes if the liquor is bought in the business, then the buyer can work at buying what liquor is left. But in this case, it's an outside party that's buying the liquor license, not the party who's buying the store. So the store is going to continue into this wonderful new idea. I'm really excited for the new buyers and the ideas that they have for this. And in the future, I'll be able to share that. Of course, you know, that's all private right now, other than I can share with you that, you know, over the Moondog show, we captured that buyer listening to the idea of breaking the liquor license out and going with the store. So,
nice.
Yeah.
We're good for something.
Yeah. And then, of course, we got that listing out in the hayfield.
Mm-hmm.
Also came through the Moondog show. Somebody had referred us to Tina Goodrich and said we'd like you to list our property for us.
Mm-hmm.
We were referred to you from them listening to you on the show about real estate.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, that's great. So, beyond the liquor store and that is now under contract. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's one of my longest listings I've had. You know,
we've been talking about that place for a while.
Yeah, I've actually had Unique Pick a Liquor. I looked at the contract and listed them in 2018.
Oh, wow.
So I've had it going on the fourth year. Yeah, this is my fourth year with Unique Pick a Liquor. And the owner, David Hudson, some of the locals know David. He used to own the Calabash in Bangor. He's a retired cop out of Chicago who moved to Southwest Michigan and had several businesses here.
Well, at least he didn't fire you after 90 days.
He stuck with me. He really did. I mean, I looked through my file. I've seen several listing updates, several listing changes. We started at $399. We worked our way down to $249 over the last 4 years. So he did get both of them sold, and I'm so glad because David is, you know, on the verge of, you know, really slowing down and enjoying life now. So no more businesses.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
And are you able to give us a hint as to what's going to happen with that liquor license?
Well, the liquor license went to another store owner, and I'm sure that they are just going to, you know, do some, you know, some great things with the liquor store. You know, somebody who knows how to handle the liquor and can sell it. You know, there's a lot of money in that business. Yeah. I consider that being a cash cow.
I think I could guess who it is in Grand
Junction.
You know,
I mean, cash cows are, well, we all know. There's only two businesses in
Grand Junction. That's right. We can't say the other name.
But, you know, it could have been somebody on the outskirts. Remember, I told you there was somebody who was looking at the Ginger Man and wanted to open something out there in that area. So the liquor license was up for grabs, and it didn't last long. I mean, the first buyer took it. As soon as we let them the cat out of the bag, they were on it, gave him exactly what he was asking for.
Pulled up with a suitcase full of money.
They were ready to make it happen. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Grand Junction actually is getting some exciting, you know, things going on out there, I have to say.
Sure.
Dave Hudson also owns the schoolhouse. He was the one who purchased
the
Grand Junction schoolhouse.
He's buying the whole town, huh?
And he's got some great things in order for the schoolhouse. So we're going to see some new things going on over there. We're going to see a new family coming into the Grand Junction Unique Pick-A-Liquor, and they're going to be changing that up to something totally different than what it is now.
Totally different.
Yeah, totally different.
Wait, can we?
You're going to love it. All the locals will love
screening.
The locals will love it. And as soon as I can let that cat out of the bag, I'm going to. Right. We'll be sharing.
Better not be no vegan
restaurant.
That's all I got to say.
Definitely not a vegan restaurant.
Not in Grand Junction.
Yeah. I know.
A bunch of meat eaters out there.
I know.
They will have things to eat.
Ooh, there's a hint.
And there we go. So, you know, they had this great deli in there. It was just a matter of somebody coming in and doing their own thing with
it. Keep talking, Tina. We're going to figure it out.
Give her some of that unique pick-a-liquor drink.
Well, it's not going to be the unique pick-a-liquor, for sure.
That's not going to be the name.
It's going to be a different name, a different all the way around. So it's going to be exciting for Grand Junction.
Unique lick-a-picker.
And exciting about the schoolhouse. That's going to, you know, some new things are going to happen there. So all together, Grand Junction is like a little under fire right
Fantastic.
Now.
We need to take a break, and we'll be back with Tina Goodrich on Let's Talk Real Estate on Rob Bird's Moondog Show.
Rob Bird's Moondog Show!
So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
Are you planning a painting project and don't know who to call? Decorator's Choice Painting Company is one of the most highly referred services along the lakeshore. Serving this area for over 20 years, we look forward to providing professional services for you. Call us today at 269-270-5785 or email us at decoratorschoicesh@gmail.com. Take a look at our work at decoratorschoicesh.com.
So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
If you have branches hanging over your roof, or weakened rotting trees near your home, then call UFC Tree Care. At UFC Tree Care, we specialize in preventing the devastating damage that can be caused to your home or property, because the chances of that happening are greatly increased with winter weather. If you don't already have a tree service, call us for a free quote. Go to UFCTreeCare.com for contact information. We also offer residential and commercial snow plowing. And most important, don't forget to tell us that Moondog sent you.
Hi, I'm Holly Lawson from Drawing Children Into Reading, also known as DCIR. We're an early childhood fine motor building resource that will enhance your child's visual ability to express and communicate in pictures and words. In the classroom, we start with proper pencil grip, develop a longer attention span, and kickstart a whole new world when your child learns to draw, write, and read in that order. To unleash the happiness and find out more about this groundbreaking program, visit DCIR.org.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich. Tina Goodrich and Mason Dixon here in the studio. And I kind of had this all of a sudden, this thought, you know, we go ch 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 chia. You know that, that
a chia pet.
Chia pet. Now I go Tina.
Oh, I don't think so.
That doesn't work. All right.
Maybe try it out as your new bumper music. Tina.
Yeah.
All right. Listings time. Is there any houses for sale, Tina?
Yeah, I want to talk about the listings. Of course, myself and Michelle Blackman, a co-agent of mine with Jake Way, we just listed a 30-acre place here in Covert on County Road 376.
Are we in Covert?
So this one is at 74887 County Road 376. This one's a really unique property. It's got two homes on it on 30 acres. The front home has 1,800 square foot.
Have we talked about this one before?
We may have mentioned it last week.
All right, okay.
Well, what I wanted to mention, besides the two bedroom or the two homes on there, there's a possibility of another 10 acres with two more homes coming up along with this. So this place was a retreat.
As the same property?
It was a retreat. No, all separate, different tax IDs, but they're right next to each other.
Right.
So this was a retreat at one time, a Christian retreat. And now the owner has passed away, and so it is up for sale. And we have listed the first 30 acres with two homes for $599, and there is a possibility of another parcel coming up with two more homes.
Well, okay.
So I wanted to bring that up. If somebody's looking for that, you know, that parcels with two or three, four homes, this one here could, you know, fit maybe another retreat or a possible gathering of families that want to be next to each other.
Or you probably could break it up, couldn't you?
Oh, well, they're parcels. So, you know, you've got...
Break it up even more because those are big parcels.
Yeah, they're 10-acre parcels. So each one of them has 10 acres. And I think 10 acres is just solid woods. There's nothing on it. So you've got two 10 acres with each a home on them. An additional one is a possibility of this one coming too. We don't have it yet, but there's talk of it.
Right.
So the other one I wanted to shout out about is the Hayfield that we talked about that came through the Moondog Show. That one at 72362 28th Avenue in Covert. Beautiful 25 acres of hayfield. This hayfield produces three crops, and each crop cuts $7,000 to $8,000.
Is it three different hay crops?
Yes.
Okay.
Three different crops. So in a season, and this hay is great for horses. So it's good for other animals, too, but it's a high grain, which is supposed to be great for their horses. And this seller's daughter has a horse, and that was the reason why they have the hay field.
I didn't know you could get three harvests out of a hay field.
Yeah,
that's
get three
good.
Of them.
All right.
$7,000 to $8,000 per crop.
Very good.
And then we still have 334 Van Buren Street. I did get a price reduction there. That one's at $649, turning over as a short-term rental.
I can't believe that house hasn't been scooped.
We have gotten so many showings and hits on it, and I thought for surely we had somebody, but it's not quite
there. Has it been the price, or has it been you're just not close enough to the lake?
Well, you know what? It's a Tudor home, so it's a little bit different than your average home, I should say. It's got a little bit of different cut in it.
It just means it has two doors, right? I mean, because it's a normal
house. It has three doors.
Three doors, but it's just
don't forget about the back door.
Okay, it's a very normal house. I've been in it. There's to me, even though, I mean, it looks a little different because of the two doors in the front, but inside
it
certainly feels like a very normal house.
It really is. It's a beautiful home.
Gorgeous.
Shown many times. That one again, $649. The other one I want to shout out about is the 16402 County Road 687, which is in Geneva Township. We just did a price drop on that one for $225, and that is an excellent buy for what you get in there. Again, the estate owner there has done a new septic and drain field, which is buku money. We all know that. It updated from a 100 to 200 amp service. Mm-hmm. So you've got plenty of power there. New driveway, all kinds of new things. Ranched home, 225, three bedroom, one bath. And of course, a couple commercials. The 08510, which is Ernie's Place, back to the 50s, listed for $399,000. There's an opportunity there for somebody who's thinking about getting in the restaurant business. That's a turnkey business.
Uh-huh.
And lastly is the 515 Williams, Unit 5 and 6, which is the Old Harbor Village. Round Bread Sandwich Company is there.
Yep.
They have Units 5 and 6, $150,000. You get all the equipment.
go down there and check it out and get a sandwich.
Oh, they have wonderful sandwiches. If you haven't tried Round Bread sandwiches, you definitely got to try them. Their home base is in Portage, Kalamazoo, but he has winged off here, and he's here for the summer. But this is a great opportunity for somebody who wants to dabble in the restaurant. You start low here and work your way up to the main street after you get your feet wet. So this is a good place to start at the Old Harbor Village.
Hey, if someone wants to list a house, Tina, why are you the right person for that?
Well, you want to list with an agent who is seasoned, who's got their feet on the ground, who's got a good back reputation of buyers and sellers.
I have to ask, because, I mean, that's certainly a great answer, but what about those poor fellows that are just starting and everybody said, you only get one, you want to get someone who's got the experience, but how does one with no experience get the experience?
Well, you don't get the experience unless you have the experience. You got to get out there and list the properties or co-list with an agent so you can get your foot on the door and your name is out there even as a co-listing agent, or do open houses for the upper agents.
Well, where do you kind of start? So, I did car sales for a few years, and when they started in that, first thing they said, call all your relatives, call all your friends and see if they need a car, and that's kind of where you start. Is that kind of the same, kind of a good place for realtors to start?
Sure. You want to start with your own family, of course, and those are always the toughest. But, you know, those can give you some experience in the real estate by working with somebody that you know or your family member. Go to some of your groups that you're in, you know, like the church groups or the Elks groups or the Moose. And you just start letting everybody know that you do real estate. And before you know it, you'll get a listing. And then over the years with experience, if you do good, that same person that you dealt with in your first year will be back in 5 years to list with you.
You too could be Tina Goodrich.
I've been in real estate for 18 years.
It does.
You were a business owner before that. So you learned a lot about business and met a lot of people in business.
Because you have to have those same self-starting skills to get into real estate.
You do.
Hey, we're out of time here. Give me quickly on your
already.
Yeah, I mean, I need your information quick so we can get to Mason.
It's so quick; it goes by so fast.
I know. Quit talking. Hurry up.
260. You better stop, Rob. This show goes by so fast. Anyways, my number 269-759-1076. Shoot me a text. Call me anytime.
Come on, Mason, with your speed reading skills.
And you can also go to listwithtina.net. Other websites you want to check out is moondogshow.com, moondogpro.net, and trussinbirdband.com. We want to thank our commercial advertisers and sponsors, ufctreecare.com, Masters Chiropractic and Rehabilitation, Gulata Imagery, Country House Furniture, The Blueberry Store, Pure Salon and Spa, and decoratorschoicesh.com, because Tom Bulkey is so meticulous,
he's ridiculous.
That's right. We also want to give a big shout out to our favorite organizations, Drawing Children Into Reading. They're DCIR.org, Senior Services of Van Buren County, and YDCPAL.org. All right, everybody in the listening area, including you listening at home, Laura Russin, we're going to howl at the moon dog. All you harbor festers, you howl along with us. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Howl at the moon dog.
Rob Bird's Moondog Show, subsidiary of Moondog Productions, can be found at moondogshow.com. Copyright 2022.